Welcome to Bhakti Pulse. The nature of the sound we listen to molds the character of our lives. Bhakti Pulse brings you the authentic transcendental mantras and wisdom of the Bhakti scriptures. These potent sounds bring full satisfaction to the self and awaken ecstatic love for Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the goal of human life.
Hare Krishna, I'm glad to be back with you. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains that we are not our material gross or subtle bodies. Actually, these are just layers that cover us. We are spiritual beings who are temporarily inhabiting material bodies. Now, while we're in this environment, it's very natural that we'll be exposed to ups and downs, desirables and undesirables. That's just the way the world works. Have you ever been doing all the right things, and while doing so, you met with a reversal? It's so easy to think, why me? What did I do wrong? However, all the wisdom texts advise us to be broad-minded. This means that when reversals come, we should remember that this is the nature of the material world. It's ever-changing. We can't hold on to anything. Just as bad things come unsought, similarly, good things come to us also. This Narada Muni points out in the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is because we've been in the material world since a time immemorial and we've accumulated karma. Some good and some bad. But remember this, karma always finds its mark. It will come to us, whether we want it or not. And even though we don't remember what we've done, we will still reap the fruits of the deeds we've done, whether they're good or bad. Some of those fruits are going to taste sweet. And some are going to taste bitter. However, a person on the spiritual path knows that material fruits, whether sweet or bitter, are both undesirable because they're temporary. In the Gita, Krishna says that a wise person doesn't delight in any material fruit, whether good or bad, because it has a beginning and an end. If we become spiritually astute, we'll see that reversals are actually good for us. And how can that be? Well, we often hear the example of a forest fire. Actually, when a forest fire comes, it seems like a disaster. But what does it do? It clears out the dead branches and leaves. There's a lot of things in my life that are dead. I'm simply holding on to them out of habit and out of fear. But when the fire comes, when the disaster comes in my life, these things get cleared out and I'm left to think about what's most essential in my life. That's good for us. Actually, after a fire, there are certain seeds that germinate and they won't do that until there's a fire. The fire leaves behind it a rich environment, soil, that brings new life. There's minerals that weren't there before. The burnt matter is nutritious. So when reversals come to us in life, not only can we remember that this is inevitable because it's the nature of the material world, but we should also know this is a chance to begin anew, to revitalize our lives, and to get new energy moving in our lives. So let us take shelter of Bhagavad Gita and remember that this wisdom is coming from the divine source of our lives, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By hearing it day after day, we'll remember that whatever happens to me is ultimately the arrangement of the Supreme. And if I learn to have spiritual vision, then, whether things are good or bad, seemingly, I'll know how to use them for my highest purpose. Thanks for tuning in to this version of Bhakti Pulse. Have a fantastic day.
Bhakti Pulse is brought to you by ISKCON of Silicon Valley. To subscribe to Bhakti Pulse on WhatsApp, please save the following number to your WhatsApp contacts and send this text message. Sign me up. The number is 408-598-7291. That's 408-598-7291.